I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
Abby, I can't believe that you would be part of a group that would almost be considered a bunch of mean girls.
Listen, I'm a nice gal, but sometimes you got to be an a-hole now so you don't have to be an a-hole later. So
One person setting boundaries is another person's a-hole.
They're the same. So I was on a FaceTime call with this group of friends that I have that live in a completely different city. They're like mutual friends of mine, and they're planning this big trip to Las Vegas. They're so excited about it. They're planning on going later this fall. They're going to go out drinking and clubbing and laying by the pool. And I'm like, can I go? This sounds amazing. And so they have this friend that they are planning on. They want to not invite this friend. And they know it sounds bad, because why would you not want to invite one of your friends to Las Vegas? But
nobody likes exclusion.
Nobody wants to exclude anybody, but they think it's the best case scenario for everybody. So they're planning this trip, and it's all the things that this friend absolutely hates. This friend is more of an introvert, isn't really big into like the party scene, not a big drinker, all fine things. And so I've been out with this group of friends a couple of times, and the best way to describe it is like when you go out with her, it's sort of like you're babysitting. Like it could be anywhere. We could be at a restaurant, we could be at a bar. It always just feels like she's kind of having a bad time anytime it's sort of a party environment. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you're thinking like, oh, she probably wouldn't want to go to Vegas anyway. No.
I've learned that some people's happiness is like right around 6.5 or 7. Like, it makes them uncomfortable if they're like at 8 or 9 or any lower than that. They just don't like to be like too happy. It kind of makes them happy.
Yeah. So
I feel like I go through that a lot. Yeah. When I'm out, like, my friends and family will always think I'm not enjoying myself. They're like, you just don't look like you're having fun. And I'm like, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah. I'm just not entertaining you.
Exactly.
But I am having a good time.
I'm fine.
Right.
Well, this girl always looks like she's hanging out about around a 3. Like, anytime it's like a more party environment. And anytime I've gone on trips with them, I've asked them, I'm like, hey, is XYZ coming? And they're like, yeah, she like insists on coming with us to insert Party City, or not like the store Party City. Enter like big, like she insists on coming to New York with us.
Right.
And that's understandable, because as a girl, like, you don't want to be excluded by your group of friends. But at the same time, like, if you're coming out and you're bringing down everybody else's mood and
killing the vibe.
And one person can do that for the whole group. For sure.
And so it's getting to the point where like they just want to not invite her so she doesn't have to have a bad time and waste her money on this trip, and everybody can have the kind of weekend that they want to have.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. Will she really have a bad time? Because what I'm hearing you say is that it's not that she's having a bad time, she's just not expressing the good time the way you guys do.
No, she looks like she's having a bad time.
So
if we're all, let's say we're at a honky tonk in Nashville and we're all dancing and singing to country music and she's over there sitting in the corner with her glass of water, I don't know. That to me looks like you're having a pretty terrible time.
Water at the honky tonk.
That's your idea of a bad time.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe that's her idea of a good time. Because I'm torn here and I totally get what you're saying. But I think just as I've gotten older, mm-hmm. I refuse to let other people dictate how I'm going to feel. So if that's how you want to act, then that's how, if that's the vibe you want to put off, fine. I'm not going to let your vibe affect the good time I'm having.
Gotcha. And so I guess what I'm trying to express is that we feel uncomfortable around her because we can tell that she feels uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so it's one thing to go out to maybe a dive bar in New York. It's a whole other thing to go out to a club in Vegas. Yeah. Like, it's one thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
those are next level.
The environments are different. So they came to me and they're like, what do you think we should do? Should we be like straight up and honest and be like, you have a terrible time every time we go out, and like tell her that she's a wet blanket? Or do we say maybe this is a trip hosted by somebody else and that they just didn't think to invite her because they're not friends?
Maybe there's another option here. Maybe you ask her if she truly is miserable when she's hanging out, and you don't want to put her in a situation where she appears to be unhappy.
I think they've had conversations somewhat on that level before where they're like, hey, like, you don't have to come out with us. Like, don't feel like if coming out to bars isn't your thing, like, that's okay. And from what I understand is that, and this is going to make it sound like the right decision is to invite her on the trip, she says it means more to her to be included, mm-hmm. which I understand. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't want to be left out. That's completely understandable. But at what point, like, do you decide this is what my friends are doing and I want to be a joyful part of that and an active participant in that, rather than just like showing up to show up?
Because you want to be like, we do not want you to feel excluded. But if we go out to a club in Vegas, you can't sit in the corner and sulk.
Yeah, like drink your water, dance to Kesha or whatever. Like, yeah. You know.
That's unfair. Mo.
I think it's unfair too, but it's hard because it's a difference between kind of like your turn up just looks different than everybody else's and mm-hmm. you're actually bringing people down. It's like a thin line. So yeah. I just think y'all should be straight up with her and ask her if she enjoys herself, and if she does, let her go.
I mean, you've gone through with it, like your son when he goes on these vacations.
I was just going to say the same thing, not only my son, but my fiance is also an introvert as well. So she's not like the one in the middle of the party having a great time, but she really is. So I hate the thought of just using those two as the example in my head of them not being invited just because they don't celebrate the same way the non-introverts do.
Okay. That makes sense. It makes sense. I'm just picturing her in Vegas, and I just know it's going to go poorly.
Look, I'll tell you what I do. Honestly, when like my fiance is with us at work parties and stuff like that, and she's not as engaged as the rest, I have really like, I don't cater to her anymore. I hang out the same way that I normally would. She's an adult. I'm not here to babysit. If she wants to go, she can go. But if not, it doesn't affect me anymore.
Okay. Well, that's good advice. And maybe I'll tell him that she should just come and ignore sink her. Or swim, baby.
You're on The Burt Show.